Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. And we're waiting on some callers to call in tonight with Roy and Tyler and Monica or whoever's coming on tonight. We welcome you to come on the show. Tonight, I just want to talk a little bit about messages from movies and dreams. First, I'd like to talk about a little bit about movies. I think every time when I see a movie, I always see a new message in a movie, like the movie The Peaceful Warrior. That was a really good movie. Talking about how to become a peaceful warrior in yourself and how to go out and help people and how to create peace. You know, a peace warrior would be like a peacemaker, and that would be somebody like a Gemini. You know, a Gemini is somebody who's a peacemaker, like the Libra, and they want to create balance and harmony and peace for people. So to me, every movie has a different metaphor. I also like to look at the movie, which is Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg. I thought that was a really wonderful movie, you know, about crossing over and seeing the other side. Another Twin Flame movie, I think that had a lot of messages in it with Leonardo DiCaprio. There's just so many messages and many, many different types of movies that a lot of people can't see. Like I was watching this movie called The Witch's Board. That one's kind of like, it's about a woman that finds a Ouija board in her closet, and she contacts a spirit. Her name is Susan Sidney. And Susan Sidney was murdered in the house, and she goes to a practitioner that knows a lot about Ouija boards, and he was telling her how to channel, and he was a natural channeler, so I just thought that was a really interesting movie, types of messages in movies. And I believe that a lot of it is based on true events, things that have really happened, and Hollywood is hitting it pretty close to home of what going to happen or what is happening. And, you know, I don't just look at the messages, but I also look at the entertainment part of it as well, because I'm also a hypnotist. So I've always been fascinated with entertainment. Entertainment has always been a dream of mine, whether it be modeling on camera or watching models on camera or paying for models on camera. There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of art that has a lot to do with movies in the movie industry. Also, with hypnosis, there's a lot of things that you can do as well to bring out the creativity in a lot of people. You know, hypnosis doesn't always work on everybody. But the people who are receptive to it, it can help and it can work. But not everyone can be supposedly receptive to many different things. Like, what works for me may not work for them. It's kind of like the idea that somebody says, well, I have this program on my computer and I could put energy into water and then you drink the water. To me, that is a possibility, because Jesus did those things, and Jesus did say we could do those things. If Jesus really did exist, we don't know if he really did or not. But all we can do is go by faith, right? That's all we can do is go by what we believe. But on the other hand, you know, he did turn water into wine. And if you could do it all by computer, you know, and people believe that, then that's great. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. There are different kinds of technologies out there that can help people, and there are some things out there that don't help people. But you never know until you try. You never know until you try. You open your mind up to all possibilities of what the mind can do. Let's go back, shifting back to dreams now. Now, dreams are, you know, whether they're lucid dreams, whether they're dreams of astral travel or astral projection or whatever it is, if you have a dream to share, please call in and share your dreams with me, because I like to know a little bit about dreams. And dreams, to me, can be just as real as the movie industry, because if you think about Stephen King, when he first maybe started making horror movies, to have a lot of dreams. And a lot of these dreams would come from his subconscious mind. And I believe that anything that is out of the ordinary, or anything subconscious or conscious, or if you're not conscious of it, can definitely come from your dreams. Yes, I do believe that as a hypnotist. I do believe that people do have psychic powers. People can astral project. And, you know, a lot of people are traveling all the time. They're always traveling to different dimensions, different worlds, getting information. And the information out there is available. Caller on the line from the 770. Let's go ahead and bring him on the line and introduce himself. I'm Adrian, and this is Astral Mind 2012. 770, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
How's it going?
Good, and you?
And good. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Tony from Georgia.
Tony, welcome to the show. How can I help you tonight?
Just wondered what you saw for me in the upcoming months, business or love relationship.
Are you looking for a relationship right now, or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you just want to know what's going to happen in the next couple of months?
Right.
Have you met somebody recently?
No.
Okay. Because I feel that you're going to meet somebody very recent. And this person is going to be business related. She always wears like a red dress. She has long red hair. And she's definitely, I feel she's in the business, world. She is a very hard worker. She's kind of like a workaholic when it comes to business. I also feel that she has a lot of schooling abilities. She wants to go to school. She has a lot on the plate. She has a lot of things that she wants to do for her future. She has a lot on her mind. You know, there's a lot of things on her mind that she wants to explore, a lot of things that she wants to do. But she hasn't quite got to the financial stability to do it yet. But I feel you're going to be running into her sometime this month, in the next couple of weeks here, probably sooner than that.
Okay.
She is very independent. She has been in relationships. She's been in and out of relationships, and it's been very difficult for her. Now, sometimes I could pick up on names. Sometimes I can't.
Mm-hmm.
There have been called me back, and they have told me that I've picked up on their names. And sometimes it's kind of a hit and miss for me, but I'm going to see if I can tune in and see if I could pick up on the name for you.
Okay.
So just hold on for just 1 minute. like you have, actually you have two women that are interested right now. The green girl named Michelle. The one I'm looking at is Michelle.
Okay.
This other girl in. Now Bonnie, she's kind of younger. She's kind of still haven't settled down. She's kind of a little wild. But Michelle, she's more business oriented. And I would say Michelle's in her mid, I would say probably mid-30s, 40s. And then Bonnie, she's in her, she looks like she's a little bit young. She looks like she's in her 20s, 30s, around there. But I'm feeling, now Bonnie's the one, the way I see her, she has blonde hair and blue eyes. And this other lady, she kind of has hazel eyes, but she is, she'd probably be more suitable for you because I feel like she has more goals. She has a hard time settling down with things. Like, sometimes, you know, I could just look at people and I could just tell things about people. Like, I was doing a presentation on, deprogramming the DNA just recently, yesterday. And how we deprogram our DNA is we basically use what we call the emotional code. By using the emotional code, we look up in our charts. We have charts that we look up. And in the charts, it tells us what blockages are causing a lot of an emotional trauma or things that we go through in life. And then we use certain codes to deprogram them out, which is called sacred geometry. So numbers are basically what we call our universal language. And we can use these numbers to program in our different parts of our chakra or things that are not in alignment with our higher selves. And our higher selves is that part of us that is, which is our soul, and we can make contact with, we use these codes to deprogram with our chakras. And our chakras, we have all over our bodies. You probably know about the chakras. We have 7 major chakras, but we also have about 1,000 little spin points on our bodies. And we can use these codes to program certain things or different things that we want to program into our DNA. So sometimes we'll use it to help with relationships. Sometimes we'll help with a lot of financial debt. Like, again, like I was saying on the show earlier, that sometimes it helps people and sometimes it don't. Sometimes it doesn't resonate with people. And sometimes people don't really believe in it. You know, it's just like the guy was telling me today, you know, I have a program where I could put this energy in this water and you drink the water and it will heal your vertigo. Or, you know, I've never tried it with vertigo, but it will heal your vertigo. But you don't know these things until you try it out, you know. I believe that works or not, whether I don't believe, if I'm receptive to it, and I try to believe, or to believe, not just try, but willing, then my own ability to heal myself will happen in such a way that I've programmed my subconscious to make it happen. So sometimes it'll resonate, sometimes it won't. You know, the first thing he told me is he's never worked with clients with vertigo. And I've been experiencing vertigo for over a month, about 3-4 months now. This is something new for me because of the pole shifts going on on the Earth. Has it been affecting my consciousness? And a lot of light workers will be affected by different things because we're very sensitive. we are very receptive, and we do pick up on things. So it just kind of, you know, there is no, how can I put it? There's no reasoning to what fate has in store for us. You know, fate can always change in different circumstances, different decisions that we make in life. But there is no guarantee, is what I'm trying to say. You know, future can change. There's no guarantees in life of anything, really. But we just make the best of what we can create and what we can get our hands on. So if we can get our hands on certain technologies to heal, that's great, but it's not going to always work for a lot of people. Your expectations, I tell people to be careful with their expectations because that can lead to disappointment. Because that is also part of our programming, that is part of our DNA. And the truth about it is that's the truth. It's all in our DNA of expectations of relationships or anything to do with financial. So it looks like we dropped the caller here. Let's go to the 646. 646, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm Adrian. And what? Good. How are you? And what's your name?
My name is Chris.
Nice to have you on the show tonight. How can I help you tonight?
Are you guys doing reading tonight?
Yes, we are doing reading.
I was wondering if I may find a job at an upcoming job fair.
With you what? I'm sorry?
If I will find a job at an upcoming job fair in about 2 weeks.
Tune in here for a moment. I have to kind of brush off from that other guy's energy, because his energy was kind of heavy. So just let me step up here for a moment and let me see here. Yes, I do see a new job here coming in, and it's going to be sometime this month, early this month. It'll probably be before the end of next month. But it will be sometime in the middle of this month. And I see things moving pretty fast for you. Actually, very fast for you. I'm getting the mess though on because things are going to move very quickly for you. And it's going to catch you by storm.
It's the good way.
I'm also getting the message that you're going to be having some unexpected money come in. It's going to almost like be falling from the sky. Like, you'll see different metaphors. Like, you'll see metaphors of a rainbow, or you'll see metaphors of rain. And when you see metaphors of rain and you have rain coming down, that's telling you that there's a bunch of money that will be pouring down on your head. Or, like, if you're I know these are conspiracies, like if your right palm itches, that's also a sign of money. If your left, well, there'll be different metaphors that may show up. Of course, if you have fork that falls out of your sink, it's basically saying don't pick it up because that means that somebody's going to betray you in a job, out of a job promotion or business.
Okay.
There are different things you do want to look out for, different signs, even with animals, you know. And, you know, that's kind of what the Native Americans did, is they kind of watched out for different signs, synchronicities, These also are messages from your angels, too. You know,
okay.
We all have guardian spirit guides. They work with us. And so, or even if you find a book, like if you find an old book at a, like you don't know why you were drawn to that book, but there was a message in that book for you, or a certain movie. But yeah, that's how the angels communicate with us.
Okay.
Is they communicate not just Ouija boards and not just channeling and not just dreams, but they come in many, many different forms. They'll come in clouds. They'll come in animals. They'll come in coins. They'll come in people that will just run into us out of the blue and say something to us. We don't know why they said something to us. You know, just some type of stranger. And you think, oh, this guy is kind of a weirdo, you know. So our minds can't really comprehend of why, you know, we get these certain types of messages or we get scratching on our elbows or arms or our legs, or we think it's something that's part of our health or bad health. And a lot of times it's not, just like ringing in your ears, you know. A lot of times it's your unconscious mind speaking to you, and it just kind of giving, like I was using these metaphors on this lady, which I call the story cube. I use story cubes, and they were basically from China, and they were using these cubes to help with kids back in China to exercise their subconscious mind, and they would deprogram them to get in touch with these realities so they can create their own reality. You know, it's part of kind of like, so there are many, many different ways to get in touch with those dimensions, you know. Just like the guy that called in before you, like he had a very heavy energy, and the energy that was radiating off of him was somewhat positive, but more negative, like more darker energy. Like I could pick up on all kinds of different energies. I'm an energy person, sensitive, you know, an empath.
Right.
But I look past their judgment because, we know, well, first of all, we know not what we do, just like Jesus said, you know, which I do believe that is a true message, you know, like from what you hear from movies and different things like that, and different prophets and saints and angels. And that is a good message because in reality, we really don't know what we do. Unless we know our own programming, we really don't know what we're doing or what we've tapped into. But if it's a very heavy energy, then I'm getting that it could come from either the light or the dark. Either way doesn't matter to me because the position in this plane, from what I've been told, is that I'm a sacred contract holder. And do you know what a contract holder is?
No.
They are the type of people that have come to this earth. We hold the contract based on people's fate. So basically, we can change fate. We can alter fate. We have that ability to access that in the astral plane when we astral project. So have the ability to let people know, you know, about themselves, what their abilities are. We come in contact with a lot of all kinds of different people, especially very gifted people. And a lot of people won't run into all kinds of different technologies. There's technologies coming out all the time, but they're not going to be, there's a lot of technologies that I've come in contact with that a lot of people haven't. And that's kind of what a contract holder does. We're just like pathfinders. We help people, give them directions and link them on their path. And that's kind of what I've been doing for the last couple of years, actually in my dreams, you know, a lot in my dreams. I go to places I don't even know where I'm at, and I'm delivering contracts, and I'm helping people, and I go to what we call the ministry. We go there, and it's a very magical place. It's a very magical place, and you go there, and I don't know what dimension it is on. I don't know too much about dimensional stuff, but I do a lot of astral projection, you know.
I see.
But yeah, I have been born with this gift since I was 16. I'm 30. I'm also a certified hypnotist, hypnotherapist. So I know a lot about programming. I know about a lot about the DNA. I know a lot about what programs us and what blocks us. And me and my father come into a lot of different technologies called, I was just telling that guy, called geometric transformation, geometry, sacred geometry. And what that is it's numbers that we program into the chakras to get rid of any blockages or anything like that. But, yeah, you know, I do pick up a lot of different things from different people, things that people can't really relate to or understand, or if they are receptive, then they will understand what I'm saying, you know.
I see. Well, I'm curious to know, what do you pick up about my energy and what's happening around me?
You have very grounding energy. You just haven't found your center yet. You've been kind of going a little bit crazy lately, trying to find out what direction you based on, your spiritual needs and your wants. And your wants and your needs kind of get in the way of things. A lot of times they do, you know, because we want this, we want that, and then we need this, we need that. And then they kind of get in the way of things, just like with me. And when you get into more of the spiritual side of yourself, you find yourself, like if you were sent here to become more of a healer, then it's going to be really hard for you to heal others when you find your life being so miserable. You know, when you find your life being a mess. It's like walking into a home. I'll just give you a metaphor. Into a home and your home's all messy, but you want to be something more extraordinary. You want to go out and you want to heal people and you want to do all these different things, you know, and you want to create a lot of beauty in your life. But to do that, you have to clean out your own DNA, your own programming. You know, you have to ask yourself, what are the things that is holding you back? And you write them down. And then you write down, what does that feel like? You know, what does it feel like to feel not successful? What does it feel like to be in a messy house? You know what I mean? And then you imagine what it feels like not to be in a mess. And then you can make your house pretty. And you can put up pretty things.
Well,
you know,
I have to say the reason why I cannot move forward in my life is because of some external factors. It's not that I have things to heal or whatever. It's just finding, you know, getting the career that I need in order to be centered and to have a meaning of providing for myself. And hopefully it will be something that I would like to do in this lifetime. But the opportunities are not there. And the door has been shut for so many years.
It all plays in the same role of everything else. You know, when you learn to make your house pretty, you learn to make everything else pretty too. You know, in your life, whether it be financial, whether it be whatever direction that you might be
in. But I need to have that career to start off, and I just can't find it. I mean, I get rejections after rejections after rejections. So how do you, you know, so, you know, what you're saying, I don't know if it applies completely to my situation, but it's not that I'm disagreeing with you, but it doesn't seem to apply to my situation.
Well, sure it does. You just don't see it. Let me tell you the reason why it applies. It applies because there's a part of your life that is missing the beautiful home. And if you don't have a beautiful home and you have all this rejection, that's all negative energy. And that's all part of our programming, is rejection. Now, when you brought up rejection, it's a big reply. Because rejection is a part of our DNA, and it's a part of our programming because it goes all the way back from the time from 0 to 10 years old when we felt rejected, or we feel rejection. And it can go even further than that. It goes many, many generations. It goes into past.
Well, it's not so much about the rejection. It's just like I can't find the job. I just need to find a job. Like somebody to offer me the job in the career that I want so that I can move on with my career and my life.
Well, to do this is why I'm explaining it's a procedure that you have to go through to get all those things done. That's why, affirmations are good. Okay, I'm not going to debunk affirmation. Affirmations are good, but it don't always resonate with somebody else. Now, even with the information I'm giving you, if you're not apply to you, then it's not going to do you really any good. You know what I mean?